The afterlife breath rumored vocally through the narrow thoroughfares of the old city, carrying the scent of damp earth and distant rain. Amid the golden leaves that danced smoothly in the wind, Maya stood still by the window of her small apartment, her fritters tracing the hem of the storming mug of tea she held. Her studies wandered dim. Ethan, the man who had still come to meet her of her days and the wimpiness in her nights. They had met by chance on a stormy autumn 2 months agone, when the megacity's usual hum was intruded by an unforeseen storm. She had dashed into a bitsy bookstore to escape the rain, and there he was an artist with makeup, stained fritters, and a smile that reached his eyes. His presence was calm, nearly glamorous, drawing her into a world she hadn't known she endured for. Their first exchanges had been shy, guarded, but commodity about his aspect made Maya feel seen. Not just with the face, but the quiet corners of her soul that she generally kept locked down. They talked about everything and nothing, books, dreams, the way light played on the megacity thoroughfares. Each word was a thread weaving their hearts closer. That night, as the rain pattered vocally against the window, Ethan had gently reached for her hand. The warmth of his touch transferred a current through her body, awakening passion she had buried beneath times of vacillation. He looked at her also, and in that look was a pledge, not of ever, but of a morning. "May I?" he'd asked, his voice low and tender, as if participating a secret. He leaned in sluggishly, the space between them melting down until his lips brushed smoothly against hers. It was a touch full of reverence, a gentle question that invited her to trust, to feel. Maya's heart had soared in that moment, the world narrowing down to just the two of them, the taste of his lips soft and strange, yet achingly right. She had closed her eyes, surrendering to connection that felt like the first true breath after a long downtime. Since also, their days had been a mix of stolen ganders, quiet walks beneath the amber trees, and rumored dreams participated under starry skies. But moment was different. Moment, Maya felt a flutter query tangled with stopgap. Would this fragile new love repel the Dubaiades she dared not speak audibly? As if seeing her studies, her phone buzzed vocally on the table. A communication from Ethan blinked on the screen. "Meet me at the cafe on Maple Street? I've commodity to tell you." Her palpitation quickened. She slipped into her fleece, heart pounding with a blend of expectation and fear. The cafe was cozy, a little haven from the bite outdoors. Ethan was formally there, sitting by the window with his sketchbook open. When he looked up, his smile was warm, but his eyes carried a soberness that made Maya's breath catch. He closed the sketchbook gently. "I've been working on commodity for you," he said, voice slightly above a tail. Maya watched as he pulled out a folded piece of paper. Unfolding it, she saw a delicate sketch. Two hands nearly touching, fritters swimming near lips. It was beautiful, tender, and filled with the implied language they had started to partake. "I wanted to capture how it feels," Ethan explained. "That moment when everything is still, and all you want is to touch your lips to someone's, to tell them everything without words." Maya's eyes lustered with unshed gashes. "It's perfect," she muttered. Ethan reached across the table, his fritters gently brushing a slapdash cinch of hair behind her observance. "Maya, I don't know where this will lead, but I know I want to explore it with you, step by step." She jounced, her heart full. Occasionally, the most profound love isn't about certainty, but about the courage to lean into the unknown. As they sat there, hands eventually intertwining, the world outside sounded a break, holding its breath with them. The days that followed were filled with moments that felt suspended in time, as if the macrocosm had granted them a secret sanctuary where only they was. Ethan and Maya wandered through the megacity's winding thoroughfares, their hands frequently brushing together, transferring sparks that neither dared name audibly just yet. Their exchanges strengthened, shelling back layers of once injuries and secret expedients, drawing them closer in a delicate cotillion of trust. One evening, as twilight painted the sky in tinges of grandiloquent and rose, Ethan invited Maya to his plant, a small garret filled with oils, the scent of oil painting makeup and sun filtering through fine windows. It was a space that breathed creativity and raw emotion. Maya watched as Ethan moved around the room, preparing his maquillages and skirmishes. "I want to paint you," he said vocally, eyes searching hers for authorization. The idea startled her, vulnerability threading through her modes. But the gentle way he looked at her made her nod. To be seen like that, fully in action, was both intimidating and stirring. She settled on a worn-out president, the rustic frame creaking slightly beneath her. As Ethan began to paint, Maya felt the quiet power of the moment, the encounter strokes telling stories she could then put into words. Time slipped by unnoticed until Ethan eventually stepped back, revealing the portrayal, a luminous picture of Maya, her eyes tender, lips slightly parted as if on the verge of a secret smile. It's further than oil, Ethan muttered. It's how I see you, the strength and wimpiness intertwined. Maya's breath hitched. You make me feel seen, she rumored, her voice breaking. He crossed the room and sat beside her, taking her hand in his. That's because you are, Maya. I want to know every part of you, not just the face. Their faces drew closer, the space between them shrinking with every twinkle. And also, as if guided by the same quiet hankering, their lips met, laggardly and searching at first, also with growing confidence. It wasn't just a kiss. It was a pledge, a concession, a delicate unraveling of two souls learning to trust the vulnerability of love. But indeed, in the warmth of their connection, murk dallied in Maya's mind. She bothered about the fragility of this new bond. What if the history, with all its scars, crept back in? What if the fear she held outside would one day drive Ethan down? One stormy autumn, when the world outside imaged a storm inside her heart, Maya pulled down from Ethan during a tender grasp. I'm spooked, she confessed, voice pulsing. I don't want to lose this. But I'm hysterical, I'll mess it up. Ethan cupped her face gently. Love isn't about perfection. It's about choosing each other. Indeed when it's hard. Indeed when fear tries to take hold. His words wrapped around her like a soft mask, easing the miserliness in her casket. I want to try, she said, gashes glistering in her eyes. He smiled, brushing a gash down with his thumb. Also, we'll face it together. From that day, their love grew stronger, erected on honesty and quiet courage. Each kiss, each touch, each participated smile was a step toward an unborn neither could completely see but both believed in. And through it all, the memory of that first gentle touch on her lips remained a twinkle of their story, a memorial that occasionally, the lowest moments hold the topmost meaning. The seasons shifted, and with them, the meter of Maya and Ethan's. Lives strengthened into commodity beautiful and real. Their love was no longer just a fragile spark. It had grown into a steady honey, warming their days and illuminating their nights. One crisp downtime evening, the megacity was blanketed in snow, turning the world into a quiet, white dream. Ethan invited Maya for a walk, their steps scraping vocally on the frosted sidewalks. The air was cold, but the warmth between them was inarguable. They set up themselves beneath a cover of twinkling puck lights threaded across the city forecourt. Ethan stopped, pulling Maya near. His eyes searched hers, filled with the same tender-heartedness and stopgap that had sparked their first kiss. Maya, he said vocally, these once months have been the most inconceivable of my life. You've touched corridor me I didn't know was. I want to keep exploring this with you. Always. He reached into his fleece fund and pulled out a small velvet box. Opening it, he revealed a delicate ring, simple but shining with pledge. Maya's breath caught. Time sounded to decelerate as the weight of the moment settled around them. Will you be with me? Ethan asked, voice steady but filled with emotion. Not just in moments like this, but in all the days to come? Gashes slipped down Maya's cheeks, warmth discovering through her despite the bite. She jounced, words failing her in the face of similar perfect vulnerability. Yes, she rumored. Yes, Ethan. He slipped the ring onto her cutlet, his hands pulsing slightly. Also, without breaking eye contact, he leaned in to touch his lips to hers, a kiss soft and reverent, carrying all the implied pledges of a continuance. Latterly that night, as they sat wrapped in a mask by the fire, Maya reflected on the trip that had brought them then. From the first shy touch of lips in a rain-soaked bookstore to this moment of participated dreams and endless possibilities, every step had been a testament to courage and love. She realized that love wasn't just about grand affirmations or perfect moments, but about the quiet, tender traces. The way his hand fit impeccably in hers, the way his smile could buck up the darkest days, the way his lips felt when they met hers, gentle and true. "Touching your lips," Maya muttered, tracing the wind of Ethan's mouth with her cutlet, "was the morning of everything." Ethan smiled, pulling her near. "And it'll be our ever." Outside, the snow continued to fall vocally, blanketing the world in peace. Outside, two hearts beat together, steady, sure, and full of love. And in that quiet, perfect moment, Maya knew that no matter what the future held, they would face it side by side, one tender touch at a time.